This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Regional Transportation District's board votes tonight on the largest revamp of its bus network in more than 40 years. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Transit ridership fell hard during the pandemic, but not everywhere. Many people are still riding in dense areas like Capitol Hill in Denver. If the vote passes tonight, RTD would slowly shift resources to run buses in those places more often. That means many suburban and rural bus lines suspended during the pandemic will go away permanently. If approved, this would be the largest set of changes to the bus network since the 1970s. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Five environmental groups filed a lawsuit against the state of Colorado over a coal mine in the North Fork Valley. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
The groups accused the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment of failing to approve an air pollution permit for the West Elk Mine near Paonia. They say the agency had to approve or deny the permit by September 2021, and that the plant has a free pass to pollute without it. The West Elk Mine is one of the largest in the state. It produces millions of tons of coal each year. Representatives for the state and the mine operator, Arch Resources, did not respond to requests for comment. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
There is a tornado warning out for Stratton, Kit Carson, Siebert, and Vona in eastern Colorado. People in the area are advised to take shelter immediately. It's a very, very strong storm, it looks like. Also in Aurora, there's hail and wind. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.